this is the way I usually get to work. I live about 35 miles away from where I teach.
For almost 2 years, 23-year-old special education teacher Jessica Xu has lived in Tohatchi, part of the Navajo Reservation in New Mexico.
A lot of students have disabilities that affect their reading skills, their math skills, their writing skills. My job is to provide them services on a variety of fronts that would help them be able to perform closer to where their peers are at.
She majored in journalism in college. Before graduation, she began working for a local newspaper. But as she juggled her responsibility as a student and a reporter, she began to question her dream of becoming a full-time journalist. One day, she came across a Teach for America advertisement. The New York City-based nonprofit organization recruits outstanding college graduates nationwide to teach in areas that have a shortage of qualified teachers. She decided to apply for the program without telling her parents and got in.
We both felt really shocked when we found out she would be a teacher, especially because she would be all the way in New Mexico. I felt really worried because she would be so far away. For a young girl to give up such a comfortable and colorful city life and go to a place far from home really isn't easy.
But I understand now what people mean by the simple life. The simple life, often associated with rural life. And oh lordy, is this rural. It is by no means rustic or quaint. It is rich. Living without a grocery store for 30 miles makes you notice and appreciate the textures in what is there, like the post office.
At first, Xu's new life was overwhelming.
Crying, 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 crying. As promised, I cried. And cried. And cried. Despite working 18 hours a day, I am always behind. Each day, I am a little more behind. Who am I kidding? Each day, I'm a lot more behind.
She credits her friends and family for helping her persevere.
But very soon, very, very quickly, they were very supportive. My parents helped me collect books from my classroom. They would ship books. People would drop off books at their office, and they would mail it down to New Mexico for me.
This is my postman.
She's special education students will eventually return to regular classrooms and continue their studies with other kids their age. She is still young and has many goals. She wants to earn a master's degree, write articles about education, and develop books for children with learning disabilities.
I don't know. I'm still open. I never expected to be a teacher, let alone like being a teacher. So who knows where I might be in another 2 years. But right now, I think that whatever I do, my roots in education will always be grounded here in New Mexico. The sky in New Mexico is so big. Before I came out here, I forgot that peripheral vision stretches and strains across the front to almost the back of my ears. My eyes are so wide. I see everything.
For producer Tang Ximing and Rebecca Lombardi, Elaine Liu, VOA News.